How long you lift your heavy for?
Fitness advice for young ladies. If we get out of shape, we can't start repairs by trying to jog. That is too hard, too painful, too overwhelming, will become too short, and may not even be healthy, as in at all. We have to start by walking. We are walking machines. And then walk a little bit longer. And then go hiking. And add bicycling. And maybe swimming. And then weekend warrior adventures. Please, oh please, do not think of this as an active lifestyle. That's wrong. This is the on-ramp to a healthy body, which is very much an animal. And a good on-ramp means painless bodybuilding. Nothing's gonna hurt you when you prepare your body for more advanced exercise. I suppose this whole active lifestyle thing is some external observer looking at a person trying to keep their body healthy and coming up with words, as people often do. I'm gonna go ahead and let you figure out on your own what a non-active lifestyle actually means. For proper exercise to work out, you have to start in the beginning and always focus on increasing the level of your activity. Bicycle faster, power walk faster, and with heavier dumbbells to faster music. Go longer, maybe add an extra day to your workout. You have to stay right at the edge of what your body can do, and your body will continue adapting and let you do more. When you live on the edge, that's how your body can pick up on the fact that you don't have enough of what you need, and then it will give you some extra. In short, lift light, but not so light that you can lift more. And oh my goodness, never, ever so heavy that your weights are gonna stop you. That's probably just cutting off your circulation, but even if it wasn't, what are you telling your body with 30 seconds of exercise? That's not enough. It needs to be 30 minutes or an hour, very often an hour and a half. If you listen to dad type of advice, where they have to say something smart or freaking start packing, they will say, lift heavy and be consistent, dear child. Those rascals. That's completely wrong. Because that puts you somewhere towards the end, maybe the middle. And you can't go anywhere from there. You can't lift for long enough for your body to register what you are trying to do. 30 seconds of anything is just another nothing. And yes, the first time you go to the gym and start lifting something, you know, even if it is wrong, you're not on the couch and your body will adapt. It will hear it as a confusing, noisy request. They'll be like, yeah, I'll give you some muscle. But if you're doing it wrong, you're not going to be able to adapt the second time. You see? That's why you hit a plateau almost instantly and then have not been able to grow muscles again because you were lifting too heavy. Too heavy means you can't lift for long enough. Yes, it's not about the heavy you lift, it's about how long you lift your heavy for. And that long, well, the minimum of that long is 60 minutes. And here, again, I will let you figure out how many days a week you have to work out. The answer really is pretty obvious. It's just that we are animals and we need movement.
Lifting too heavy is just like a fat person trying to jog on their first day. It will be painful, crushing, dangerous, kind of depressing, really. And they will not run for long enough. Certainly run out of breath all the time. If they gave themselves a chance, however, listen to this. If they gave themselves a chance by power walking first, no problem. It wouldn't even hurt, like at all. Their body would allow them a slow, non-stop jog because it's already able to walk long distances with some dumbbells. It would be pretty much ache-free, no big pains, and they would not run out of breath. Running for an hour without running out of breath will absolutely let your body hear that you need adaptation, and it will adapt fast. And then you'll be able to run faster and repeat the process. That's all that bodybuilding is. In bodybuilding, the process is the same. Don't choke yourself by lifting your maximum. Start with power walking or hiking. Then move on to 1980s aerobics that will now work all your muscles when dancing, twisting, and turning and hopping around. Silly little dumbbells, as primitive of a thing as it gets, they're basically rocks, work your entire body. Under dance, dumbbells are a full body exercise. If you stand there, however, it's just like two muscles at a time. That's not good. Aerobics are the craziest thing in the world, the most authentic exercise that we should all practice daily. And when you add heavier dumbbells to aerobics, you enter the bodybuilding zone. It's really that simple. At 10 pounds per hand, which isn't too difficult to get to when you're moving up slowly, you become very muscular. You can make your way all the way up to 20. Then you just become a muscle and scare all the boys away. But you have to go gradually, starting with power walking first, and retain that hard-earned first hour of motion as you gradually move on to harder exercises. And by harder, I mean moving up to a heavier dumbbell dance where you cycle different standing dumbbell exercises, letting the unused muscle groups rest while you max out the ones that you are lifting for. If you start in the middle, like boys always do at the gym, then you can only lift for 15, maybe 30 seconds. It's the same thing as an obese person starting off with jogging. Yes, you can lift heavy things in life, but that's not exercise. That is using the body you have exercised, and that's not going to alert your body that you need more muscle. You won't be lifting for long enough, you see. Exercise is not the breakneck, heaviest you can, painful lifting for a tiny bit. Exercise is a weighted endurance thing. That 1 hour of lifting the heaviest you can, non-stop. It's that long burn, staying on the edge of what your body can do while it adapts to let you do more. That is what does the bodybuilding. For most people, the advice is simple. You have to go back down in weight so that you can lift for long enough, so that you can lift for an hour. And then you will break through your too heavy for not long enough plateau, and your body will resume quickly adapting again, just like it did the first time.